Hello, hello, hello. How are y'all doing today? It's your girl, the Goddess Queen. We are here for another episode of Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. Today, I wanted to take a minute to thank you all for being listeners today. I also wanted to jump right in and talk to you today about what we're going to talk about. Today's topic is going to be how to grow yourself in different areas of your life. How to grow yourself in different areas of your life. First off, one of the things that's really interesting about growth in life is that people seem to think that it's easy. People seem to think that it's easy, and if they don't think it's easy, they think it's extremely hard and something that they definitely will never be able to do. Now, here's the thing I will tell you. It is nor easy nor hard, okay? It is not easy or hard. It's a nice mixture of the both, to be honest. It's hard sometimes to grow. As people, one of the biggest things that we say, you can't beat a head horse. You can't teach a dog new tricks, an old dog new tricks. Basically stating that once you get to a certain point, you can no longer change. But I'm a strong believer in understanding that you can be whatever version of you that you want to be. And that's what abundance and manifestation comes to in your life. But when it comes time to growth, there are some things that you need to do. I built a 5-step plan here that just gives you a little idea of what it is that you can do to help yourself grow. I know the new year's coming and everybody's ready to make some changes in life to bring in 2020 with the bang. So let's look at these ways that you can grow yourself. Acceptance. The first way that you're going to grow yourself or change anything about you that you don't like or that you see that you want to make different is acceptance. You have to accept the good, the bad, and the ugly in your life. So if it's something negative that you're working on changing, you got to accept the fact that that thing is happening. If you don't do well with money, you have to accept the fact that you don't do well with money. Once you can accept the fact within your heart that this is happening and that you are contributing to it, that is the first step of growing past it, of getting over it, turning over a new leaf, and even nurturing something new. Our second step is going to be evaluation. Once you've accepted your situation, you've got to evaluate your situation, okay? When we're talking about evaluation, let's use the money example. Let's say that you have accepted that you are bad with money. Now you got to evaluate why. You have to look at yourself and literally pull yourself out of this loop. Unbiasedly look at your life and evaluate. Okay, well, I've accepted the fact that I'm bad with money. But why? Why am I bad with money? And what do I do to contribute to me being bad with money? Ding, ding, ding. What do I do to contribute to me being bad with money? Because all day, every day, you can blame it on the universe, blame it on the earth, blame it on the wind blowing, but at the end of the day, it's your life, okay? And at the end of the day, you have to take control of your life so you can live the best life that you want to live. Now, we've accepted our situation. In our example, we've accepted that we're bad with money. We've evaluated and come to an understanding of why we're bad with money. Now, the third step is going to be brainstorming. To brainstorm. It is now time for you to brainstorm ways to fix this thing. You've accepted the fact that you're bad with money. You've evaluated your situation and why you're so bad with money. Now, you've got to build a plan to stop being bad with money. You need to set yourself up on a plan that allows you to grow. Now, here's the thing. Don't set yourself up for something that you're not going to be able to achieve. Give yourself a goal that is achievable. In regards to our example, if it's that you're bad with money, maybe you need to work out a process where you don't take cash. I only have my car with me. I don't use cash. In my past, I will let you know that helped me out a lot in my growth area. Maybe a budget is what you need. Some people work very well with structure, so maybe a budget is what you need. Maybe it's that you need a savings account so you can take your money and lock it up in the savings account. Whatever it is that you need to do for yourself to help you break free from your loop and grow, you need to do that. These steps will help you break through those cycles, okay? So we've accepted the fact that we're bad with money. We've evaluated why we were bad with money. We've brainstormed new ways to be better with money. Now it's execution. The fourth step is to execute. You have to execute your plan. At the end of the day, if you've done all the work that you needed to do to get some things in line, but you don't actually jump and actually do it, you have wasted so much of your time already. Life is about a new day, a new step, a new growth. And you have got to be able to actually put your feet on the ground and take that leap of faith to execute your plan. There's nothing wrong with failure. Failure is not something that's negative. Failure is a way for you to regroup. Failure is a way for you to be able to look back and review some things and see what it is that you did wrong. It's a growth opportunity. Failure is never something to set you back. So let's just say if you end up executing your plan wrong, don't think about failing. Think about what you're going to learn from this situation. And that'll help you. The last and final step is review. You have got to review this process. First, we accepted the fact that we were bad with money. Second, we evaluated why we were bad with money. Third, we brainstormed ways to be better with money. Four, we executed our plan. Five, we reviewed our situation. You got to sit back and review your growth journey. You've almost got to do a survey on yourself. Sit back and review your growth journey. See the ways that you assisted yourself, the ways that you hindered yourself, the ways that you can grow in the future in regards to fixing your life and doing things to better yourself. Because at the end of the day, life is about growth. And if you're not growing, if you are lying dormant, you are not giving your soul the full respect that it deserves. And you're definitely not getting your best experience from this universe. You have got to learn how to zone in and put your life in path. And one of the best ways to do that is to understand the proper way to grow and the tools you need to do it. I thank you all for joining me today. I really, really hope today's 5 steps really helped you out. These are the 5 steps to helping grow yourself in different areas. Okay? Acceptance, evaluation, brainstorming, execution, and review. Use these steps in your life and you will see exponential growth. Exponential growth. I thank you all again for joining me. Share, like, subscribe, support, whatever it is you want to do. But I thank you for all of it. Even if it's just some good words in your brain. Send me some good thoughts today. I'll send you some back. Namaste. Ashe.